The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have joining us in the studio right now, Major Steve Prince, Army Major Steve Prince, who's got just a phenomenal program that the Grillin' Guys are going to get behind and help promote. And I think once you hear this, you'll want to get behind it as well. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And thanks for coming in, Major Prince. Just for all those Army guys out there, can't we hear a little Army hoo-ah?
Hoo-ah.
There you go. That's it, baby. You got it dialed in. I'm getting goosebumps. My son Alex is out at Fort Eustis right now, so he's hearing that every day.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, it was great that Randy met you at Allen Bob's, and what a cool little world we live in, you know?
Yeah, it is. You know, I had the opportunity to go in there. We talked about the muzzleloader that's spot on that I've got, but while I was in there picking it up, I ran into Steve, and he was standing there representing a program that I'd never heard of before, but once he told me what it was all about, I said, you got to be on the show and share this with us. So, Steve, tell us a little bit about what that program is.
All right. The club, and I say club loosely, it's just a group of guys. We call ourselves Camp Cuervo Archery Club, and it really morphed out of the Michigan Longbow Association. A couple members had gotten in touch with a couple soldiers over in Iraq and decided to give them bows, arrows, and targets for just recreational use. Soldiers have some downtime. A lot of guys play video games and watch DVDs, but some of us like to sling arrows. So guy's name is John Vassis that started the whole thing. He was there with us at Allen Bob's on Veterans Day.
Cool.
And John started sending bows over, and more soldiers got his information, and I did the same thing when I was over there 2008, 2009 in Baghdad. One of their members from the Michigan Longbow sent me one of his personal bows, and I had my own little archery range while I was over there, and met another guy who was into archery. I think he was from Missouri or Iowa or something like that, and just a great way for soldiers to spend some free time throwing arrows, and kind of reminds you of home a little bit too.
Okay, what a great cause this is. If you're listening right now, no matter where in Michigan you are or anywhere, just think about it. You must have an old bow that one of these brave, brave young troops could use to just take that the horror of battle off their minds, give them a couple hour respite. Let them fling some arrows, because I know I got at least one at home, maybe two.
We'll take them.
I'm going to hook you up. I mean, it's a recurve, but it's a nice Shakespeare. It's excellent. I killed a lot of deer with it. It's a
good
great
deal.
Bow. Got a brand new string on it.
Good deal.
So if I wanted to donate a bow to this, how do I do that?
A couple different ways. When we set up at Allen Bob's on Veterans Day, they agreed to have there's a bin. Kind of looks a lot like a trash can, but it's got some signs on it back by the archery counter in the corner back there, and people have been dropping off bows. We were featured on Michigan Out of Doors, and we've had a lot of response from that. So you can drop off bows there, and then I pick them up about once a week. And then also, depending on where you're at in the state, we probably have a member of the club near you. If you get on Facebook, Camp Cuervo Archery Club, and just say, hey, I'm in whatever city, and I have a bow.
Okay.
We'll get in touch with you.
Isn't it just like Allen Bob's to do something like that? I mean,
right.
who, the chains don't do that. I don't see Cabela's doing that for some reason.
Yeah.
But that's what your hometown spirit and all that. But, it's such a little thing we can do. But Allen Bob's has got all their Bowtech bows discounted right now. So if you're tired of your bow, or let's say you've never even had one, you've just got some old piece of junk recurve.
Or if you bought a crossbow this year.
That's right. Or it's Christmas time, and if you're going to get your husband or your wife a new bow, bring the old one in with you to Allen Bob's and donate it to this. I'm telling you, you will not get a better feeling around Christmas time or any time, if you will, than giving something that you know that some soldier is going to just get a little bit of use out of when you send it over there from a recreational standpoint. I tell you what, this one tugs at my heart. Strings. Bob and I are outdoorsmen. We love to hunt. We love to fish. We're blessed with places to do it and all the equipment we need and more. And then when you get taken across the ocean to a different part of the world, you have to leave all that stuff behind. If we can just send a little bit of home over there with these guys, what a fantastic things we can do. And the Grillin' Guys are behind this 100%. So we hope you are too. But
yeah.
So this is an awesome thing, man.
It's something you really want to get into. If you just tuned in with the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 101.3 WBBL FM. And we're talking right now with Major Steve Prince. He's actually a professor, assistant associate professor at Western, which is really cool. And you're involved with the ROTC program. And, man, you're just a busy guy. You've been over to Iraq and back, and, dude, I love you. This is what a cool guy. I looked at your Facebook page, and I saw, like, my favorite musical artists on there. I'm like, I know this guy already.
Yeah.
He's good. This is all-American right here.
You know, if you want to check this out, again, it's on Facebook. It's Camp Cuervo, and that's C-U-E-R-V-O, Camp Cuervo Archery Club on Facebook. Or they also have a YouTube video out there that you'll find at oldwarriorcamp.com. But check that out. You can find a place to donate a bow. I was talking with Bob. You made the mention, Steve, is that I went to a crossbow last year. I've got two bows down in the basement that I probably will never use again. Yep. And you know what? Those are going to make it their way to Alan Bob's this next week. I guarantee it, because there's no reason for me to keep them down there. And what a great thing. And, I got arrows and the whole deal. We can just send it all.
Yeah, and that reminds me. You know, I loaned out my Darton. It's a beautiful compound bow. Whoever has my Darton, would you please bring it back so I can donate it, okay?
And if we got a minute, the Old Warrior Camp, As troops start coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, John has decided to start working a lot more with wounded veterans as they come back. So we have a lot of bows that we can tune down. You know, some guys are still really strong, but they've set up that camp is in just north of the bridge in the UP.
And that website is what?
It's oldwarriorcamp.com.
That's right. You got to hit this, and you got to watch his YouTube video, because this guy needs some help.
Yeah, he's a retired Marine, career Marine, and he took his life savings and put it into building a camp just for old warriors. They bring in people from VA hospitals, and the entire camp is paid for. They're just looking for a little bit of support to pay for the food and the heat and that type of thing.
Hey, Bob, brainstorm right now. Grilling guys, we're doing a remote from up there.
The
summer rolls around. And
oh, you pansy.
All right, well, we'll do it.
Yeah, let's go when the mosquitoes are just, like, sucking into your nostrils. Heck no, let's go up right now and shoot something.
Right.
Let's bring some vets up.
Exactly.
All right, who's in? Yeah, raise your hand.
Am I allowed to do that? I'm not military. Here,
I'm ready to reenlist.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take you.
You would never take me. If you guys are listening and you...
physical. Can you pass a physical?
I can do a push-up.
There you go.
I can do a lot of curls.
Yeah, 12 ounce, 16 ounce. Pints are my favorite.
But if you're listening out there and maybe you never served in the military, a lot of people didn't. It's okay. This is a way to help. And you don't know what these guys go through. I've recently been on a lot of bases because of my kids. And it brings me back to all the, I mean, they torture you. It's not easy. Just boot camp and AIT and all this stuff alone is a lot of work.
And test your metal.
Let's say you actually get stationed overseas and you got some jerko, you know, with a vest on trying to shoot you. I mean, that ain't a good life. So when he comes back or if he's over there, give the guy some fun.
Or a beer.
There you go.
Okay,
or
donate.
Both.
So you can drop beer in that can too?
Sure, yeah. We'll get it to the vets.
Yeah.
We'll get it to
I don't
vets.
Think that's going to happen. But anyway, we need some bows. We need to help these guys decompress because life is really tough when you've got Ahmad and all these guys taking shots at you.
If somebody's listening out there and they're not in Grand Rapids at Alan Bob's, is there a phone number or anything they can call if they want to donate their bow, or how do they find the place that's near them?
I'm thinking today, pretty much everybody's on Facebook, or they know someone's on Facebook.
There you go.
That Camp Cuervo Archery Club on Facebook is probably the best link to us.
Okay.
We all check it. I'm on there every day. So
fantastic. Well, great, Steve. Thanks so much. We are very proud of having you here and the service you did for our country. And then you come back and you get involved with wonderful things like this. It just makes us proud to be Americans, makes us humble that you did what you did. And thank you so very much. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. We're going to do a little man law. We're going to talk a little bit about the Gilda's Lap Fest. And then we're going to maybe hit a couple recipes off the website. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.